You're listening to The Soft Podcast, your space for fascia-focused healing and body autonomy. Every episode brings you practical tools, real-life stories, and the science of trauma-informed transformation. Take a breath and let's explore what's possible together. The concept of integration represents a transformative approach to personal growth and healing, emphasizing the incorporation of mindful practices into our daily routines rather than treating them as separate, time-intensive activities. This methodology acknowledges that meaningful change occurs through small, consistent actions rather than dramatic interventions, making it accessible to anyone regardless of their schedule or commitments. At its core, integration emphasizes the power of micro-practices, brief moments of awareness and connection that can be seamlessly incorporated into daily life. These practices don't require scheduling special sessions or finding large blocks of time. Instead, they invite us to work with the natural rhythms and routines we already have in place. The approach is particularly powerful because it removes the common barrier of not having enough time for self-care and healing work. The text provides a compelling example of someone implementing soft micro-practices during their workday. They developed a simple yet effective routine: taking one conscious breath with their hand on their chest before meetings, mindfully experiencing the sensory aspects of their lunch, noting temperature and texture, and performing a gentle body scan before bed to identify areas of comfort or tension. These small interventions, while minimal in time investment, created meaningful impacts on their stress levels and overall resilience. This example demonstrates how integration can work in real-world situations without disrupting daily responsibilities. The methodology emphasizes several key principles that make it both accessible and effective. First, there's no need for perfection. Each small step is valuable and sufficient. Second, the practice isn't about fixing what's wrong, but rather about cultivating a compassionate relationship with our bodies and experiences. The approach suggests starting with basic awareness exercises, such as morning check-ins to notice whatever sensations are present, whether that's tension, ease, or something in between. This non-judgmental awareness builds the foundation for deeper body connection. Integration offers specific techniques that can be implemented immediately and require no special equipment or environment. Throughout the day, practitioners are encouraged to pause briefly to notice the sensation of feet touching the ground, the rhythm of breathing, or the feeling of clothes against skin. These moments of conscious attention, though brief, serve as building blocks for deeper bodily awareness and self-connection. The cumulative effect of these small moments can lead to significant changes in how we experience our daily lives. The philosophy behind this approach is particularly noteworthy. Integration isn't about forcing change or implementing rigid practices. Instead, it focuses on developing a sustainable, ongoing relationship with our body that's characterized by kindness, curiosity, and gentle attention. This relationship becomes a foundation for authentic connection and a source of natural rest and pleasure. The emphasis on gentleness and sustainability makes this approach particularly effective for long-term transformation. The text provides a practical exercise that demonstrates the accessibility of these practices. Pausing current activities, identifying a neutral or pleasant bodily sensation, no matter how small, and maintaining attention there for a few breaths. Optionally, one might express gratitude to their body, a simple act that can help foster a more positive body relationship. This exercise serves as an entry point for anyone interested in beginning their integration journey. What makes this approach particularly valuable is its sustainability. Rather than demanding dramatic lifestyle changes or time-consuming practices, it suggests that healing and growth can occur through consistent, gentle awareness woven throughout our existing routines. This makes it more likely that practitioners will maintain these practices long-term, leading to more sustainable personal growth and healing. The approach acknowledges that true change happens in small steps, repeated over time, rather than through dramatic interventions. The ultimate goal of integration is transformative yet practical: to develop a relationship with our body that serves as a reliable source of rest, pleasure, and authentic connection in daily life. This isn't presented as a distant ideal, but as an achievable reality through regular, gentle practice and consistent small steps toward greater awareness and self-connection. By bringing kindness, curiosity, and gentle attention into everyday life, integration supports the development of a more compassionate and sustainable relationship with ourselves. Thank you for joining us on the Soft Podcast. If you found today's episode helpful, explore more resources and tools at thesoftapproach.com. Until next time, remember, gentle attention is the beginning of embodied change.